This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With me is Teresa Maurer, our slow food representative. It's been a while since you've been here, but welcome back.
Yeah, it has been. Not that we haven't been doing things. We had quite a successful tomato tasting, but now I'm here to talk to you about some fall type things.
And one of them begins next week, and it's called Dine Out for a Cause?
Yes. Any excuse to dine out, right?
Right.
Well, this is the National Week for Dine Out for No Kid Hungry, and it's September 18th through 24th, and it's sponsored by a nonprofit organization called Share Our Strength. And locally, Bordino's is participating, and I'm sure there's a number of other restaurants in the area, and there is a website where you can actually go and see, you know, other places in Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas that will be joining the list. So during that week, the 18th through the 24th, part of the proceeds will go towards this nonprofit with the specific goal of cutting back in some way on childhood hunger.
When you think about how much food is produced in this country, when you look at the statistics, I mean, there shouldn't be anybody hungry.
That's right. And even Arkansas and Washington County are right up there. So I think any effort, one like this where our for-profit businesses are contributing part of their proceeds as well as a number of other local efforts, this is just a really nice kind of fun way to go out and be able to know that part of your dinner money is actually going to help somebody who maybe didn't get dinner.
It's the 18th through the 24th.
That's right.
Strength.org.
Strength.org. It's an easy website to remember, and there is a real obvious place where you can click and get to a map that'll show you the restaurants that are participating.
And many of our local restaurants are buying local food and are buying from local farmers.
They are. That's increasing. And we actually hope to have some efforts where we're recognizing those folks as well. And we've really seen local food as part of the overall Northwest Arkansas economic development effort. I mean, I think there's a number of us that really want to see Northwest Arkansas as a destination for art and food and music, all those things working together.
And, you know, the phrase slow food is not that unheard of anymore. I've been to Kansas City and Colorado and gotten in conversation with someone, and slow food rolls right off their tongue. And these are not foodies. These are not people in the industry, but they're aware.
Right. Yeah. It's more of a really a consumer and chef kind of led movement. And I still do get the, do you mean crockpot cooking thing? But less so. It is getting to be more recognized as a phrase. You know, a time to take time together to enjoy the diversity of food, but also slow food is working on access issues. So having food not be appreciated only by the people of middle or high income, but also have access to food, really good food, by low-income people as well.
Strength.org is where you can find out about the Share Our Strength. It's 18th through 24th. And next week, you're going to come back and we're going to talk about a couple of area markets that have been recognized.
That's it. That's okay. Right.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.